The highway linking Alberta's two major cities, Edmonton and Calgary, started out as a footpath between north and south. And as historian Marilee Aubrey explains, we know remnants of the original as the Calgary and Edmonton Trail.
It's an old path, and it follows a glacial corridor, which makes it a very natural pathway. It's on the western margin of parkland, making it more easily traveled than the dense forest to the west and the hilly land to the east. The pathway had been used for a long, long time. Its northern portion, to about Ponoka, Edmonton to Ponoka, was traveled by David Thompson in 1800, and he referred to it as the Wolf's Track. This likely means that it was used by Aboriginal people in the area even longer before that time. Other names that have been used for portions of the trail include the Bow River Trail, Fort Benton Trail, Old North Trail, and the Middle Blackfoot Trail.
In 1873, the Methodist missionary John McDougall and his brother David blazed a path from Edmonton to a mission at Morley, just west of Calgary.
The route he took was to the Peace Hills, near present-day Wetaskiwin, past the Bear Hills, near Habima, over the Red Deer River and down to the Lone Pine, which is now near Olds, and onto the Bow River about 80 kilometers upstream from present-day Calgary.
In 1875, the Northwest Mounted Police established Fort Calgary, and they carved out a trail from there to the point where the McDougall's Road veered off from Lone Pine.
The traffic increased somewhat between the two forts, and the trail became a branch of the commercial empire of Fort Benton in Montana, linking Fort Benton, which was the head of navigation on the Missouri, with Fort Edmonton and the fur trade, so it had a really long grasp there. From 1875 or so until the arrival of the Canadian Pacific Railway in Calgary in 1883, the Calgary and Edmonton Trail was of some economic importance. John McDougall said of his trail, describing the sparsity of people there, "This whole land in the spring of 1876 was without a single inhabitant," and I assume that he meant white inhabitant.
But the arrival of the CPR in Calgary in 1883 brought dramatic changes as increased numbers of settlers and freight used the trail to move north. On the Heritage Trail, I'm Cheryl Croucher.
Heritage Trails is made possible in part through a generous grant from the Alberta Historical Resources Foundation, working with Albertans to preserve and interpret our heritage.